This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمداً عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أيها الإخوة المسلمون brothers and sisters in Islam, a lot of us strive hard to earn the pleasure of people, to have a relationship with other people. Sometimes we go as far as we show off in front of them, just to make sure that they are pleased with us. We're being accepted by them. Sometimes we go as far as disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing something that is haram in order to get the pleasure of that person. And this is totally wrong. This is not how it goes. And I'm not talking about the extended relationships. Each one of us must have a relationship with another created being that can be as close as a mother, a father, a son, a daughter, a sister, a brother. That family circle. I'm talking about that too. I'm not just talking about the extended, your colleagues, your friends, your masjid, brothers. No, I'm talking about any relationship. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the way it goes, that you're supposed first to fix that relationship with Allah. And as a result of this, Allah will fix your relationship with the people. That's where we're getting it wrong. في مسند أحمد والأدب المفرد البخاري من حديث عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الحديث صححه الألباني authentic hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا تَوَادَّثْنَانِ فَفُرِّقَ بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِذَنْبٍ اِرْتَكَبَهُ أَحَدُهُمَا. Two individuals are very close to one another. They are together. They separated, one of them committed a sin. Because he messed up that connection with Allah. When you commit a sin, you interrupted that connection with Allah, that relationship with Allah. And that resulted, one of the results, one of the consequences, لِلْدُنُوبِ عَوَاقِبِ. Sins have consequences. And one of the consequences of sins, the spoiler, it's a spoiler of brotherhood, sisterhood, family ties. Our righteous predecessors understood this very well, very, very well. To the extent that one of them said, Wallahi, inni la'ara athara dhanbi fi khuluqi dabbati. By Allah, I see the consequence of the sin which I committed in the manner of the camel I ride. Haven't you come across sometimes, you wake up in the morning and you left your car last night, perfect. You go start the car, it's not starting. Something wrong with the car. وفي سنن الترمذي كتب معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنهما بأم عائشة في سنن الترمذي وابن حبان صحيح ابن حبان معاوية while he was أمير المؤمنين he wrote a letter to عائشة رضي الله عنها أوصني give me وصية give me an advice sincere one But don't talk much. I want something very precise, very concise, very brief. فكتبت له, she wrote to him, إني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. I heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, من التمس رضا الله بسخط الناس كفاه الله الناس ومن التمس رضا الناس بسخط الله أوكله الله إلى الناس If you try to please people at the expense of the displeasure of Allah Allah will make those people angry with you You're at work You're a Muslim, you're supposed to pray 5 times, and your boss is not very favorable of Muslims. Now you want to keep your job, you're not going to pray. The job will take precedence over the pleasure of Allah. You have to pray 5 times. But if I pray, my boss is going to see me, and he's going to fire me. So you're going to abandon the salah in order to make your boss happy. I'm telling you, based on this hadith, one day your boss will fire you for another cause. Because you sought his pleasure at the expense of the displeasure of Allah. Because at the end of the day, we love and we resent or hate, or dislike, with the limb, with the heart. And the heart is in the hand of Allah. Billahi alayk, let's say your name is Ali right now. You're going to say the sheikh is losing it, but I have to say this. Okay, my heart, I want you to love Ali. Can you do that? Allah places the love of Ali in the heart. When the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always expressed his love for Khadija, even though Khadija is dead in front of Aisha, Aisha is jealous. So Aisha would tell him, what is wrong with you? She died. Hamra al-Shibqayn, and she was older than you. Jealousy of women. She is a wife. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to her, Ya Aisha, laqad ruziqtu hubbaha. Her love was placed there. I can't help it. I can't. وفي قصة كعب بن مالك رضي الله عنه. كعب بن مالك يا إخوة is one of the three companions تخلفوا عن تبوك. Who did not join a battle called تبوك 80 plus. فجهاد at the time was mandatory like the salah was فرض. فرض عين. Everybody. Let's go to jihad. Everybody has to march out. You must have an excuse. But when the Prophet ﷺ returned, he would come to the masjid, and now Ka'b, what are you going to say to the Prophet ﷺ? He stood in front of the Prophet ﷺ and said, Wallahi, laqad u'titu jadalan. By Allah, I can talk. Ka'b was a poet in Jahiliyyah, a poet, Shaf. A poet speaks, he can express. And a poet at the time, by the way, was like Fox, CNN, was like a media outlet because they influence people. They brainstorm people, they change the perspective of people and issues, like a sihr, like sorcery. لَقَدْ أُعْطِيتُ جَدَلًا. I can talk. I can right now invent a reason for you, but I know. وَلَكِنِّي أَعْلَمْ. But I know with certainty. If I tell you something which is a lie, you're going to be happy with me now, but Allah will turn you against me later on. But if I tell you the truth now, you're not going to like me. But I know because of me telling the truth, Allah will make you love me later on. Okay. Allah revealed, لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ قُلْتُ. Allah revealed the acceptance of His repentance in the Quran. Again, I can be blasted. That's what He said. I can convince you. You're a human like me. I can do it. But I know I'm lying. And Allah doesn't like lies. Allah hates lies. This will interrupt my relationship with Allah, and this will lead to you this resenting me later on. But I'd rather worry about my relationship with Allah. And this will take care of that problem that I fall into. I think we're getting the message, brothers and sisters in Islam. We live in a very trying time. There is a great amount of disunity in our families, in our homes, in our masajid. And I'm not talking exclusively about masajid. Wallahi, ikhwa, every week I give khutbah someplace. It's like a template. It's coming. Always. Why? The reason why? We need to take care of that relationship with Allah. If we begin from there, if we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm telling you, a lot of people present the concept of brotherhood, sisterhood in Islam, that's something that you have to do about something that you have to do something about it. No. Brotherhood is a harvest of a good relationship with Allah. Your relationship with your wife, sister, brother, is a harvest of a good relationship with Allah. How can we fix that relationship with Allah? How can we have a good restart? Three matters. Three things. أن تلقى أخباره بالتصديق أوامره ونواهيه بالقبول والتطبيق وأقداره بالصبر والرضا. That you receive any anything that is told in the Quran and the authentic hadith with firm belief. You don't question it. Allah tells you that there is a punishment in the grave. You don't say, what punishment in the grave? We go open the graves and there is nothing in the graves. He told you there is a punishment in the grave. Saddiq. Told you there is a day of judgment. Saddiq. Tasdiq. Tasdiq. The commands, you accept them and you strive to implement them. That is true. Qadr, sabr, rida. The first Aliyah, brothers and sisters in Islam, أَلَّا تَرُدَّ الْأَخْبَارَ بِعَقْلٍ وَلَا بِفَتْحٍ وَلَا مَنَامٍ. There are people, subhanAllah, who they treat the Quran and Sunnah like a human revelation. Human writings. This verse doesn't. Ya Akhi, when you believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the names of Allah, Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada, the knower of the present, the future, the past, the knower of the seen and the unseen. So when he tells you something, you're supposed to accept it. You cannot reject it. You cannot say, well, this doesn't make any sense. You can't. This is one of the first areas where you interrupt your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you need to understand that the revelation is divided into muhkam wa mutashabih. Huwa alladhi anzala alayka al-kitab. Minhu ayatun muhkamatun hunna ummul kitab. وَأُخَرُ مُتَشَابِهَا. Some of the revelation is crystal clear. Some of it is ambiguous. The crystal clear is for you to act upon it and the ambiguous to believe in it. You're tested with it. Look at this. In Sahih al-Bukhari, a companion came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith Abi Sa'id. فقال يا رسول الله, he said, O Messenger of Allah, إن أخي قد استطلق بطنه. In our today's language, my brother is having diarrhea. What should I do? Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the verse in Surah An-Nahl that says, يخرج من بطونها شراب مختلف ألوانه فيه شفاء للناس. Out of the bellies of the bees comes a colorful, mixed colored drink, honey. It will cure everything. فقال له اسقيه عشرة. Give him honey. As if the companion was, okay. So he went home. The following day he said, Ya Rasulallah, O Messenger of Allah, لَقَدْ سَقَيْتُهُ عَسَرًا. I've given him honey. فَمَا زَادَ بَطْنَهُ إِلَّا اسْتِطْلَاقًا. His diarrhea increased. He's sending some messages that I'm not really believing that stuff. فقال له اسقه عسلا. Give him honey. هذا هو. He went home. He came back the following day. He's still having diarrhea. Three times. He said, go give him honey. صدق الله وكذب بطن أخيه. Allah spoke the truth, and the belly, the stomach of your brother is lying. Go. He went home, he came back the fourth day, and he said, Ya Rasulallah, laqad shufiya akhi. My brother is cured. Oh, this is the issue that we deal with the Quran. Let me test it. La, certainty, no doubt. If you have, you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever seen a jar of honey? If you drop one drop of vinegar in it, it will spoil it. Likewise, your iman, tasdiqak bil akhbar. When you have a shadow of doubt, a shadow, when it's something called in the Quran and the Sunnah, you must believe it. You don't even question it. That's why we call it aqeedah. What is aqeedah? When you tie something and you create an act, you don't open it, you don't question it again. You don't. By the way, the medical brothers will tell you, yes, honey would cause the stomach to increase in the area because it will clean, because there is a virus, and what honey will do, it will kick out all the bad stuff and then it will heal. But I don't have to know that wisdom to believe the text. That's what I'm saying. We have a hadith, Abi Hurayra radiallahu anhu, fi Sahih al-Bukhari, top of the line of authenticity, that if you have a glass of water and a fly dips one of its wing in it, dip the other wing and drink. And listen, you don't have to drink it, by the way. You can spill the water and move on with your life. You don't have to do this. But let's imagine that you're in a desert and the only available water is that glass of water. And you ended up with a fly dipping the wing of it. Now Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you, dip the other wing. Don't say that stuff in front of the Muslim. We drink the mosquitoes and flies. Yeah, I mean, shit. Hide the text. Hide. We have text in the Sahih al-Bukhari. Drink the urine of camels for cure. Don't. We don't do that. The first step, صدق. Tasdeeq. في البخاري one day رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم spoke that one day a cow was walking and the owner of the cow jumped on the back of the cow and ride the cow. He is riding the cow. So the cow looked at him and he said, ما لهذا خلقت? I wasn't created to be a ride. إنما خلقت للحرف. I was created to help you with your agriculture, to plow the open the earth, help you with your agriculture, not to ride. You ride a camel or a donkey. I'm not here for riding. So the companions looked at him. يا رسول الله ومثل أبقرة تكلم. A cow speaks. Look what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said. أنا أؤمن بذلك وأبو بكر وعمر. Me and Abu Bakr and Umar believe this will happen. Why Abu Bakr, in one of the wording, if he would be placed in one pan of the scale and the Ummah in the other pan? Why? بِشَيْءٍ وَقَرَ فِي صَدْرِكَ بِالتَّصْدِيقِ. They came to him. Your friend is saying that he traveled last night from Mecca to Jerusalem. And he came back. What is this? Mecca to Jerusalem. And he came back. Did he say this? Yes, he spoke the truth. La yaqul lak, la hadith ya sheikh. Rasul is not in the Quran. Muslimin al-an. The second area, brothers and sisters in Islam, the commands. Do and do not do. Wallahi, haven't I known that that individual talks out of not knowing? I was in a function past couple of days, and the question was, can you say a couple of words to the sisters who want to wear the hijab? So the individual started saying, well, you really have to look at your condition and see how you feel about the hijab. If you're centered, focused, and if you're open focus, then maybe you need to delay it a little bit. And then, Ya Allah, هذا الدين الجديد في أمريكا. It's a new religion. Yes, Allah. Based on your feeling, then you do the commands. How you feel. في البخاري حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. When this verse was revealed, لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. To Allah belongs what's in the heavens and what's in the earth. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. To Allah belongs what's in the heavens and what's in the earth. And whatever you have in your chest, whether you reveal it or conceal it, you're guilty of it. So if I'm thinking right now, I'm walking out of here and visiting Wells Fargo, you're done, you're a sinner, خلاص. Basically, you're being held accountable for the thought. The companions of the Prophet ﷺ is a brand of, is a generation that always strive for excellence, ihsan. They don't want to, so they came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, Ya Rasulallah, ja'ana ma la nuti', we can't handle this. Umirna bis salah, we said, sami'na wa ata'na. Umirna bil jihad, we said, sami'na wa ata'na. We were commanded to do salah, we said, we hear and we obey. We were commanded to do jihad. This one, no, Ya Rasulallah. No, we can't handle it. It's too much. That whatever you think about, you're guilty of it. أتريدون أن تقولوا كما قال أهل الكتابين من قبلكم. Would you like to say, like the followers of the two books, التوراة والإنجيل, before you, what did they say? سمعنا وعصينا. We hear and we disobey. That's what they said. So they would hear the command and inside it, we're not going to accept that command. We're going to say it. We're not going to accept it. بَلْ قُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. I want right now to say سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا even to this one. Say we hear and we obey. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Immediately, the Quran comes down. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما كسبت. Because you said سمعنا وأطعنا, we're gonna remove that. Now we're held accountable for what you do. Actions, thoughts, etc. لا يا إخوة أوامر الله لا بد أن تقبلها. You can say let me think about it. والله I don't feel. Listen, there is no. I by the way I respond and I give the example of Ibrahim. بالله عليك, by Allah. Allah's command. Why Ibrahim gained that status? Why? Why Ibrahim? He was commanded to slay his own son. Some Muslims may assume that Allah told him, Ibrahim, I'm going to command you to go and slaughter your son, and right before you slaughter him, I'm going to tell you not to do it. Ya salam! La! Ibrahim was taking Ismail to slay him, his son, because of the command from Allah. Amr min Allah! No question. But let me tell you, you're not going to be 100% perfect here. But in principle, you have no reservation. We're all sinners. كُلُّ ابْنِ آدَمَ خَطَّاءٌ. But when a command comes to you, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. This is how they differentiated between someone who does not pray, he ends up to be a kafir, and someone who does not pray, he ends up to be a fasiq. How? Those two are standing in front of you. السلام عليكم brother. أَمْنَا الشِّكَّةِ مُخْزِيدَ الْأَعْنِي. I have some little knowledge in Islam, inshallah. Brother, why don't you pray? Why should I pray, Sheikh? They had more time than us now. We have Google now and airplanes. They had camels. They had more time at their hands to pray five times. Kafir, hada yakfir. This is hukmu kafir. Why? He's rejecting the command. Jahad al-amr. Or استحل الحرام. Somebody who drinks. Or ideally marijuana. Drugs. Brother, what did you say? It's not mentioned in the Quran. يا سلام. مش في القياس؟ في آلة كده بقول له قياس. أي حالة بتلخبط للماء حتى لو يورد. Takes the ruling of الخمر. And this is what drawn the line between Adam and Iblis. Pay attention to this. By the way, Satan disobeyed Allah and Adam disobeyed Allah. Satan was commanded to prostrate to Allah. Adam was commanded not to eat from the tree. Both of them fallen into the disobedience. But what made the difference between them? The attitude. Why didn't you bow down, Satan? I'm better than him. You created him from clay, and as if he said, you shouldn't be commanding me to do this. Adam, how come you eat from the tree? رَبَّنَا رَبَّنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ هَذَا هُوَ. We go back to the salah. The other one, brother, how come you don't pray? وَاللَّهِ يَا شَيْخ, وَاللَّهِ يَا شَيْخ, I'd like to pray, أستغفر الله. مِنْ دُعَا فُرْمِ يَا شَيْخ. إن شاء الله, I'm gonna, I know this is bad, يا شيخ. هذا نكفر, مسلم. بالرغم he doesn't pray too, but he's a Muslim. لا يكفر, لأنه ما تحدى الأمر. ما تحدى الأمر, هكذا. The third area for the sake of time, brothers and sisters in Islam, is الرضا بقضاء الله وقدره. صبر. Subhanallah, the Muslims right now are dealing with the Trump fitna, Trump era, like Trump became a president without Allah's will. As if Trump controls the world. Wallahi, Trump came to be the president of the United States because of the decree of Allah. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ. مش نصوص هذه ولا هي يا جماعة بس ولا حد. وروايين اضغط قدرك قضائك. Yeah. When we say القضاء والقدر يا إخوة, because a lot of the brothers they say, you imams, you just want the people to be passive about the situation, not to do something to change it. لا, I'm not asking you to be passive, to be negative. يعني. لا, do something that is lawful about from whatever means within the legal system of the United States of America, do it. But don't lie. هذا قضاء الله وقصبر. Allah ordained this upon us as a community in America. We have to be patient. And we have to accept قضاء الله and deal with it. The point I'm trying to make, ya ikhwah, نحن لا نحتج بالقدر. We do not use the qadr to justify slackness and laziness. But we use the qadr, we bring out the qadr to find comfort. استعن بالله ولا تعجزن. And if something inflicts you, don't say, if Hillary has won the election. If, don't say that. ولكن قل, because it's in the past. Rather say, قدر الله وما شاء فعل. قدر الله وما شاء فعل. Allah has ordained, and whatever came to pass, خلاص. Now I'm going to be patient. And inshallah, very soon we will accept him being the president of the United States. You don't have to accept right away, by the way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with us in a very interesting way. First, patience. عبوديه الصبر تقدم عبوديه الرضا. You accepting it, you don't have to. But be patient now. Be patient. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين, له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل, وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل, وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. brothers and sisters in Islam, everything that happens in the face of this earth is good. Wallahi, even Trump. 4 days ago, I came across an article in the Washington Post that the view of America, Americans, about Muslims and Islam has shifted drastically. They use the word miraculously since Donald Trump started his campaign. And we're seeing it. We're seeing people coming to the masajid offering us condolences, really, but offering up flowers. And isn't that good? Isn't that good? Isn't that good for Islam and Muslims? Or you're just concerned about the work, the visa, the da'wah? Hey, come on, brothers. Isn't that good? Wallahi, it is good. Wallahi, the best time to give da'wah in America right now. The best time. The prime time to call people to Islam is now. And Trump is doing it for us. A lot of minority groups out there would love to have the amount of exposure to the Americans like we do. But all you have to do, dress like a Muslim, talk like a Muslim, and behave like a Muslim. They are tired of talk. Show them Islam in action. Behave like one. And you will see that a lot of people will accept this religion. SubhanAllah. A lot of people are accepting Islam because of what's happening. You hear someone like Michael Moore, I think if you know him or not, he's a guy who's directing movies. He's saying if Donald Trump registers Muslims, does the Muslim registry, I'm gonna register as a Muslim. Madeleine Albright. Do we know how Hamza accepted Islam? You know what Hamza accepted? How Hamza accepted Islam? Hamza is the uncle of the Prophet and the foster brother. They were almost the same age. So he was out hunting. He came back. And all the Arabs, when they come back, even on ship, they would go around the Kaaba, they do their tawaf. So one of the people came to them, you don't know what they did to your nephew. In reference to the Prophet. They just beating him in the Kaaba. Beating him so bad. So he goes to the leaders of Quraysh while they are sitting to Sahm al-Kaaba. Why did you do this to him? What? He didn't plan this. He goes, by Allah, I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim. Yeah. That sometimes people. But listen, he learned Islam until he gained or earned the rank of Sayyid Shuhada in Jannah. See that? The martyr, the leader of the martyrs in Jannah. His Islam became excellent. But Omar, how did Omar accept Islam? How? Like the same thing. He goes and he beats his sister up. And his sister up is resilient. She's holding on her deen. She's holding on her deen. I'm not going to let go. I'm a Muslim. You're not going to... Show me the thing that you're dying for. What is the thing? One of the guards in Guantanamo, that's, I'm saying it right, he tells us his story of success. Man. We used to use all type of tactics to make the life of these present people hateable. All type of tactics. And we were more depressed than them. We still see them smiling. And we're depressed. We're the captured. And we're taking anti-depression. Come on, brothers. Wake up. You're sahib da'wah. You have a da'wah in America. This is not going to turn you out, turn you down. No. This is not. Stand up for Islam. But through your character. Stop talking. through your character, good behavior, ihsan. This is what will invite people. And let's work together, brothers. Let's correct our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's the theme of my khutbah today. Let's fix that relationship with Allah. Amen. So our relationships will get fixed. And collectively we can make a difference in Atlantic City, in Colorado, in Denver. Amen. We can work together. So let's work first on our relationship to Allah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By tasdeeq al-khabar, tanfeed al-amr, sabr al-qadr, wa-rida, that you believe what is told in the Quran and the sound hadith without any doubt, that you strive to implement the commands. You're not going to be perfect. That's why Allah legislated tawbah and istighfar. But when you get in trouble, astaghfirullah, talk to Allah again. Number three, accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, I just want to, in closing, and inshallah more information will follow on this, I just want to give you the glad tidings, alhamdulillah, that I will be involved more with your community in order to bring affection and brothers back together, inshallah. Inshallah, more information, more details will follow, bismillah ta'ala. But this is good news, inshallah, that there is an agreement amongst us that inshallah will be sitting together in order to address the issues, bismillah ta'ala. I'm assuming that you know some of the news. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم انصر دينك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين. اللهم اجعلنا هداة المهديين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفقنا إلى ما تحب وترضى. اللهم وفقنا إلى ما تحب وترضى. اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا. اللهم ألف بين قلوبنا. اللهم اجمع شمل المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم جمع المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة لهذا الدين في كل مكان وفي بلاد المسلمين وغير المسلمين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة.